Back now with Day to Day. The holidays can be filled with anxiety. There's the traveling, the shopping, the family visits, the layoffs. For those whose families are in trouble, the holidays can be especially difficult. Last year, Amanda Plo of Portland, Maine, devised an unusual, somewhat obsessive way to cope with holiday depression. Her boyfriend, reporter Josh Gleason, recorded the experiment.
Amanda was a freshman in high school when her parents got divorced. But initially, it seemed like the divorce would be a good thing. At least in her mind. The fighting would stop, and everyone would be happier. It wasn't until Christmas Day, when she went to her father's new place for the first time, that she realized things would not be so simple.
The apartment was just very barren. There was a table, but I think the table had, like, folding chairs. It was just really sad to think of my father being there with nothing in his apartment and being away from us. That was probably when, like, I lost the Christmas spirit for real.
In other words, Christmas went from being a happy, childlike time to being a dark one. It's been almost 10 years since then, and Amanda says the holiday has never really been the same. But last year, around Thanksgiving, when she noticed that familiar feeling of dread creeping up on her, she decided not to give in. She came up with a plan. In the couple weeks leading up to Christmas, she would watch as many Christmas movies as possible, two or three a night, something she dubbed Christmas movie madness.
All of these movies will have the same idea and hopefully like the same message. And so I'm thinking that maybe, you know, seeing that over and over and over again will help just sort of infuse it into my brain.
But of course there was a risk, one that Amanda was well aware of, that watching a whole slew of movies about happy families experiencing the joy of Christmas could be pretty traumatic.
What if that just reminds me that I didn't have a happy ending to my Christmas? I mean, it could very well depress the crap out of me, but there's only one way to find out.
So Amanda started making her list, checking off as many Christmas movies as she could think of. Miracle on 34th Street, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You get the idea. In the end, it came out to about 20 films.
So we're going for, like, the greatest hits sort of thing here.
Yes, absolutely, the greatest hits.
It got off to a rocky start. The first two films Amanda watched, White Christmas and Love Actually, both brought her to tears.
Are you going to cry in every one of these?
Probably. I feel like the exterior of my emotions has been broken, and now they're just gonna get in deeper and deeper. Maybe it'll get easier.
Things did, in fact, get easier. And as the parade of movies continued, Amanda started to notice a change. She felt less anxious about Christmas. When she went shopping, she didn't get mall rage. And then something even more unexpected happened.
I think I believe in Santa Claus again.
Why?
Some very convincing arguments in these movies that we've seen.
Every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the post office department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
I don't really believe in Santa, although I want to believe in Santa right now. In fact, sometimes when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll sort of think I hear sleigh bells, even though I know that there are none, but I think that I kind of hear them. Like, oh my God, are those sleigh bells? Oh my God, I've got the Christmas spirit.
Nevertheless, despite Amanda's newfound belief in Santa Claus, the movies didn't do what they were supposed to. They didn't wipe out her bad memory of Christmas past. By the time the credits rolled on the obvious finale, It's a Wonderful Life, that feeling, her feeling of dread about spending Christmas with her family, it hadn't gone away.
I don't think there was any major change. I don't know. Honestly, they're just movies. I mean, I watched a lot of them, and I cried a few times, and I laughed a few times, and maybe I was thinking that I could fix my Christmas, but how do I fix my family's Christmas? I don't think that this Christmas is going to be very much different.
When Christmas Day finally came, Amanda gathered with her mom, her sister, her nephew, and me. And it went pretty well, better than she expected. As gifts were exchanged, there wasn't any sense of sadness or bad feelings. Everyone seemed happy.
I don't think it's necessarily a coincidence that I had the best Christmas in recent memory and I spent all this time watching movies, but also we talked about my past Christmases and Christmas movie madness a lot, so maybe talking about my feelings was more therapeutic than the movies themselves.
Of course, asking a bunch of movies to help fix a holiday marred by a bad childhood memory is asking a lot. So in the end, it's not surprising that what Amanda needed to fix her Christmas wasn't Hollywood. It was just someone to talk to about how Christmas went wrong for her and how she's trying to make it better. For NPR News, I'm Josh Gleason.
I have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decoration all red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the snowflakes start falling, that's when the blue memories start calling. I'll be doing all right with your Christmas wife, and I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Martha Little. The director is Andy Houlihan.
The day-to-day production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Kimin Sung, Nancy Fergali, Kenya Young, Sarah Spivak, and Christopher Johnson.
Our editors are Jason DeRose, Jacob Conrad, and Jolie Myers. Our technical director is Leo DeLagula, with engineer Marcia Caldwell.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer is Deborah Clark.
Day-to-day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.